From a distance, he's your typical Santa.
Hello there.
He wears the puffy red suit and belts out a laugh that's as hearty as any other Saint Nick.
Hi, sweetie. Can you help me up the stairs, honey? Thank you.
But up close, his demeanor is more calming.
Could you leave some chocolate chip cookies for me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
If we have some.
Oh, gosh. Well,
on a Saturday afternoon at the Merrimack YMCA, Bob Purcell is on duty as a sensitive Santa.
Here, we give the child all the time they need. So I'm giving children a lot of room. I'm tempting them to come to me.
For the past 3 years, the YMCA has teamed up with the Plus Company, a nonprofit that supports people with disabilities. Purcell is chair of the Plus Company board.
All right, put me down now. Oh, jeepers creepers. Thank you very much. You just helped Santa.
The kids don't wait in an assembly line here. When they're not interacting with Santa, they sit in a play area.
We have some crafts over here on the tables.
It's a boot. Yeah, it looks like a boot.
Christian Kellerman from Manchester helps his 3 and 4-year-old kids decorate stockings with reindeer and candy cane stickers.
Both of my children are preemies. My son was over 3 months preemie and has a lot of sensory issues.
That's why he avoids the Santa commotion in the mall.
He cannot go up and take pictures with them. He's still too shy and gets too nervous.
Kellerman says his son Liam isn't autistic, but has trouble processing sounds, movements, and visuals.
For most of us, sensory processing is automatic.
Denise Bullion Morrison works at the Plus Company. She says kids like Liam get stuck in what you might call a neurological traffic jam.
If you can see yourself, say, on a 4-lane superhighway, and it's rush hour, and people are trying to merge on, and nobody's going anywhere.
The mix of bright lights, piped in music, long lines, and touching with strangers, they all collide with one another.
Really, their systems are so revved up, trying to take everything in, that they are having an emotional reaction. A child may start screaming and crying. It may be that they try to escape the environment and start running. It wouldn't be pleasant.
He gets afraid. He gets very anxious.
Susan Dunn of Nashua says she knows better than to bring her 5-year-old son, Brian, who is on the autism spectrum, to a shopping center.
It's a noise. It bothers his ears.
But they can't put music on in there.
Even in this controlled environment, Brian needs some coaxing.
Hey, can we have a picture? I like pictures because I put them up at the North Pole, too.
Eventually, Brian does snuggle up to Santa.
And there's Mommy. See Mommy over there?
And Dunn gets the photograph she's been waiting for. Sensitive Santa events like the one at this Y are on the rise as awareness of autism and sensory disorders builds. And that makes it easier for more families to not only get through the holidays, but also enjoy them. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.
Now, what's your name, man?